This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the changes the pandemic has wrought on this economy is that some people are leaving some big cities in search of the rural life, whence they can work remotely while enjoying the outdoors and bigger, presumably cheaper houses. Zoom towns, those places they go, are apparently called. Do not look at me. I did not make it up. But anyway, case in point, Truckee, California, population about 16,000, up in the Sierra Nevada mountains, about 20 minutes from Lake Tahoe. Beautiful hiking and great skiing and all the outdoorsiness a renegade San Franciscan could want. Problem is, a lot of the locals are none too pleased with all the newcomers, or the traffic, or the slower internet, or the packed grocery stores. Marketplace's Matt Levin has the story.
Kaya Brown is a true Truckee local. She spent most of her life here. She knows every inch of this trail we're on, loves the Truckee River just as much as the snow, greets passersby with a warm, easygoing welcome. Like other longtime residents, she also has an independent streak, which lately has been a problem. Kai is a 14-year-old dog, a border collie mix. She was on the receiving end of those angry barks from what looked like a very tightly wound boxer on a very tightly wound leash.
Okay, good dogs.
Yeah, you can have another treat.
That's Carla Brown, Kaya's owner, and a frustrated professional dog trainer at the moment. Kaya was just chilling off leash, which is kind of what Truckee dogs do. On trails, in town, crossing intersections. Or they did, until an influx of Bay Area dogs tethered to their Bay Area owner showed up.
Just creates this thing where you've got a dog on a leash that's freaking out, and a person who's freaking out, and other dogs who are like, we didn't do anything. What did we do?
Then their owners go on next door and ask the locals to leash their dogs, and you can guess what happens next. Things were simpler when Brown moved here in the 1990s.
It was a sleepy little town. There was one grocery store. There was the hardware store, which is kind of the center of everyone's existence.
Truckee has grown a lot since then. Now there's brew pubs and boutiques that sell $90 sweatpants. But the town hasn't seen anything like last year. Early estimates show the population could be up 1,500 people, a 10% increase. Mark Burley is a carpenter who has lived in the Lake Tahoe area for 20 years. He says the change goes beyond the sheer numbers.
If you've lived in the Bay, you've never once had somebody from Tahoe come up to you in the Bay and tell you how to do things in the Bay. That has never, ever happened to you. Whereas that happens to us constantly.
In the before times, Truckee in the Bay had more of an understanding. The richer second homeowners and tourists would vacation here in winter and summer and feed the local economy. And the rest of the time, the river and mountains and snow were reserved for the locals. Now many of those locals can't afford to live here. Truckee already had a housing shortage. Then the Zoomtowners came and drove up prices 20%. David Polavy was Truckee's mayor last year.
We're losing our middle class. We're losing our workforce, and we can't have a community that's just built for people who are more affluent.
But at the same time, business is booming. Sasha Severance is the assistant manager at Alibi Ale Works, a local brewery. It's pretty packed for a Thursday afternoon. She has mixed feelings about the new arrivals.
For our businesses that were shut down during what's usually our busiest season of Christmas and New Year's, we feel really grateful that we have this business and this influx.
Patty Padilla is part of that influx. She moved here in August from San Francisco.
I came for a month and I just haven't left yet.
Padilla is an event planner for big nonprofits. With her job going fully remote, she's seriously thinking of just staying forever. She says she gets along with the locals just fine.
You know, as long as you're being like really kind, thoughtful, you're not making a mess, and you're helping to contribute to the community in some way, I think everyone's like welcoming us with open arms. I mean, they came from somewhere at some point too, right?
Right. A lot of the people who consider themselves locals moved here in the 90s or 2000s, and plenty were from the Bay. But Severance, the brewery's assistant manager, was born and raised here, and she doesn't think she'll stay.
You know how there's the slogan, Truckee love? Someone's come up with Truckee was because it used to be a certain way.
A few months back, Severance's family got a notice from the county sheriff. A new neighbor was upset their dog was off leash. In Truckee, I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.